kids. Ladies and gentlemen, sponsor.
Airstream of DFW and Twin Peaks.
Here's Danny.
Yes, our community is in Texas, and today happens to be Texas Independence Day. I don't know if either one of you knew that or not.
Oh, yeah.
The Dallas Morning News today ran a quiz to test the knowledge of people wanting to take this quiz on their understanding of Texas history. All right?
Okay.
Bob, you have lived in this wonderful Lone Star State for 21
plus
years.
Coming up on 22, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've lived here damn near as long as you've lived anywhere else.
I got here as soon as I could.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So I'm going to pick some select questions from the Dallas Morning News quiz, and I'm going to ask the two of you.
This should go well.
Can we go together? Can we be a team?
No. I'm going to ask the question. They will be multiple choice. Bob, you will be required to answer first, because Corby being number one, a Texas born and bred native, and number two, a history buff, for me to ask him the question,
that's right.
I fear
history buff.
That you
history
would,
major.
That you would just steal his answer and make it your own and therefore end in a tie.
You are looking,
probably get them all.
Bob, at a kid that made an A+ in 7th grade Texas history.
Okay. You're actually looking, Bob, at two kids that made an A+ in 7th grade Texas history.
Now, that was 40 years ago.
I would be more than happy to duel either of you in history, but Texas history is certainly
general
not
history.
Yeah, I feel like, while not a history major, I am a lover of history, but okay. I will say Texas history may be a blind spot.
You may surprise yourself.
Let's not waste any more time. It's time to play 3-7 Texas History Quiz featuring Bob Stern.
Okay.
Number one, in what year did the Battle of the Alamo take place, Bob? Was it 1824, 1836, 1842, or 1846?
1836.
Corby, answer.
Yeah, he's right.
You both are correct.
Yes!
I knew that one. Keep them coming.
Question number two, Bob. What is the Texas state bird? Is it the eagle, the woodpecker, the owl, or the mockingbird?
Who?
You're on the clock, Bob. Texas state bird.
Mockingbird.
Corby?
He is correct.
He is correct. Mockingbird.
There you go.
Two
right.
For two, both
okay.
Of you.
The owl.
Number three, Bob. How tall is Big Tex at the state fair? Is he 45 feet tall, 55 feet tall, 65, or 75?
45.
Corby, do you have an answer?
I don't know this answer. I'm going to say, though, he is 65.
You are both wrong.
Is he 75?
He is 55 feet tall.
Oh, man. That's not real history.
Yeah, it is.
How tall a dumb mannequin is.
I'm with Corby.
He's more than a mannequin.
Something you should know.
That's true.
Next question. Which Texas city, Bob?
Yes.
Is home to the original Whataburger restaurant?
Ooh.
Is it San Antonio, Galveston, Corpus Christi, or Lubbock? The first Whataburger was established in San Antonio, Galveston, Corpus Christi, or Lubbock.
Total guess, Corpus.
Corby, do you have an answer?
Galveston.
Well, it looks like Bob's a better Texan than you because it was founded in Corpus Christi.
I would have said Galveston 100 times over.
And you would have been wrong 100 times. Next question! King Ranch, the famous Texas ranch, King Ranch.
Yes.
Is bigger than which of these states?
Oh, dear.
Is it Delaware? Is
Baltimore?
Is it Rhode Island? Is it Connecticut? Or is it New Jersey?
Delaware.
Corby.
Well, I mean, Rhode Island is the
Smallest one?
Yeah, so it would obviously be bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's bigger than Delaware, it's bigger than Rhode Island.
Yeah, bad guess.
This is a common sense question, and Rhode Island is the common sense answer.
You know what? Yeah, okay, my bad. Because Wayne and Garth made fun of Delaware. I thought that was smaller, but Rhode Island, clearly smaller. Sorry.
Yeah.
There is no sales tax on boots in Delaware or New Jersey. Here's a sports Texas history question.
Nolan.
The Heisman Trophy is named after John Heisman. He was the head football coach and AD for which Texas university, Bob? Was it Rice? Was it SMU? Was it Baylor? Or was it, get your guns up, Texas Tech? Rice, SMU, Baylor, or Tech?
I feel like I have a handle on three of them, and they would certainly brag more if it was true. So I'm going to go just Rice because I'm playing the field here.
Corbin. It's Rice.
It is Rice. Congratulations to both of you.
That was very, very good deduction.
Yeah.
We are still even points between Corby and Bob.
Could you imagine if Baylor produced John Heisman? They'd be crowing about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at us.
We are playing Texas History Trivia with Bob and Corby. Here is our next question, Mino. What stadium was nicknamed the eighth wonder of the world, Bob? Was it the Cotton Bowl?
No.
Was it Texas Stadium?
No.
Was it the Alamo Dome?
No.
Was it the Astrodome?
Correct.
He's correct.
You both hit that softball out of the infield.
Yes. That's the easiest one so far.
It is. Next question! In what city, was Dr. Pepper created?
Ooh, Bob.
Bob, was it Dallas? Was it Waco? Was it Dublin? Or was it Lubbock? Where was Dr. Pepper created? Dallas, Waco, Dublin, or Lubbock?
Dublin.
Corby.
I just saw the documentary that Danny Bayless voiced on Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
What's that movie called?
Bottled Up.
Bottled Up. I thought it was originally made in Waco and then moved to Dublin, but Dublin sounds right. I'm going to go Dublin.
You're both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You should
Waco?
Have stuck with your instincts because when Dr. Pepper was invented, it was called a Waco.
Damn it.
That's what the customers nicknamed it. They would come into the tavern and order a Waco.
Tell me more about this documentary.
That's for another segment, and we covered it years ago. Where were you? Thanks for listening.
Very busy.
All right, let's move on to more questions. Texas boasts the highway with the highest speed limit in the United States of America. Which road is it? Is it Highway 130? Is it Interstate 10? Is it Interstate 20? Is it Highway 6? Highway 30, I-10, I-20, or Highway 6? A max speed limit of 85 miles per hour.
Jeez.
Yes.
Twenty?
Corby?
I was just going to play the chalk and say 20 as well.
You're both wrong. It is Highway 130.
What the hell is that?
85?
Where is that? Never even heard of it.
Highway 130?
Yeah.
It's
north of McKinney. No,
yes, it's to the north of us.
It's in Texas.
You don't know either.
Mm-hmm. The largest bat colony in North America resides in Texas. But where? Here are your choices.
There.
Underneath the South Congress Bridge in Austin, Bracken Cave, Devil's Sinkhole, or the Frio Bat Cave? South Congress Bridge, Bracken Cave, Devil's Sinkhole, or Frio Bat Cave? Bob?
I think it is that bridge, right?
That's the only one that I've seen.
South Congress Bridge for some reason.
It's the only one that I've seen. Again, play the chalk.
Why would that be more than a cave, though?
I know.
Sticking with bridge.
I'm going bridge.
I'm sorry, both of you are wrong.
Damn
it is Bracken Cave.
Where's that?
Located in the state of Texas.
What? You're not helping.
Next question!
Why is he so mad?
I don't know. Bob, what is... Don't interrupt me. Bob,
sorry.
You did it again.
My bad.
What is the Texas State motto? Is it A, friendship, B, forward, C, hope, or D...
Hey, how's your prostate?
Hey, how's your prostate? No, or D, excelsior. Friendship, forward, hope, or excelsior. The Texas State motto. One word.
Excelsior.
Friendship.
Corby is right with a 1-point lead.
Yes!
Excelsior, I thought he was down one.
Yes.
I think he was down one.
No, no, we were tied.
Moving right along. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman appointed to the United States Supreme Court, was born in which Texas city? Was it A, El Paso, B, Brenham, C, Waco, or D, Lubbock? Bob, where was Sandra Day O'Connor born? El Paso, Brenham, Waco, or Lubbock?
Brenham.
I'm going to say Brenham, too, because Waco's not going to be on two answers. She's not... Does it sound like someone that would be from El Paso? And
what
Lubbock...
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Lubbock would really be crowing about this, too. So I'm going to go Brenham.
Well, your racist reasoning did not allow you to win. She is from El Paso.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, again, you got to play the chalk on that one.
Corby still with a 1-point lead, only a few more questions to go. We're going to run through these.
He's copying mine.
Several places claim to be the home of the first rodeo in America, but which Texas town claims this title? Is it Odessa, Pecos, Fort Worth, or Abilene? Bob, you're on the clock.
I did.
Odessa, Pecos, Fort Worth.
I'm going to go with the place I've never heard of. Give me Pecos.
Pecos.
Pecos?
Yeah. Penis. Bob's going with Pecos.
Corby? I'm going with Fort Worth.
Corby, you're wrong. Damn Bob is right.
Oh,
you're even.
No! Pecos?
Yeah, man.
Take a knee.
It's garbage.
We are tied. This should be easy.
You better hurry.
Who is
go
known,
to shootout.
Don't worry about me. Who's known as the father of Texas, Bob? Is it Stephen F. Austin? Is it Sam Houston? Is it Jim Bowie? Or is it William Barrett Travis? The father of Texas.
Got to be Sam Houston, right?
You're going with Sam Houston,
yeah.
Corby?
Stephen F. Austin.
Corby is right, and
yeah!
He claims a 1-point lead. Okay. Texas trivia. Here's Bob. What is the state's only natural lake? Is it Caddo, Possum Kingdom, Texoma, or Larry Bird Lake? Lake Caddo?
Lady Bird Lake.
No, it's Larry Bird.
Okay.
Is it Lake Caddo, Possum Kingdom Lake, Texoma, or Larry Bird Lake? The only this state of all of the lakes it has only one that is natural.
What's A again?
Caddo.
I'm going that one.
Corby?
I feel like he's right, but I want to extend my lead, and I'm going Possum Kingdom.
Possum Kingdom is man-made. Caddo is natural, and it is on the border of Louisiana and Texas.
Damn it!
Even I knew that without looking it up. And we are down to our last couple of questions. We are tied. Bob, what is the punishment for picking blue bonnets in Texas? Is it A, a $250 fine, B, 1 year in jail, C, 1 month in jail, or D, no punishment, it's legal?
That's the $250 fine. Everybody knows that.
All right, Corby?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get thrown in jail. I'm going to go fine.
No, you're not. You're also not going to pay a fine because there's nothing illegal about it.
What?
You can pick all the blue bonnets you want.
It's garbage.
All right, so where are we? We're
tied.
Still tied. This is for the championship.
Winner takes all.
All right?
You should have to go first.
Bob?
Yes, sir.
What is the highest peak in Texas?
Ooh.
Listen to your choices very carefully. Is it Bush Mountain? Is it Guadalupe Peak? Is it Emery Peak? Or is it El Capitan?
El Cap?
Bush Mountain, Guadalupe Peak, Emery Peak, or El Capitan?
Emery Peak.
Final answer?
I'm going Guadalupe.
Bob, I'm sorry it is not Emery Peak. Corby, I'm sorry. It is Guadalupe Peak!
I'm the winner!
Corby's the winner!
Yes!
And Corby, you've won tickets to the Dallas Auto Show. Go to theticket.com to register to win 4 tickets to the Dallas Auto Show Wednesday, March 18th through Sunday, March 22nd at the Dallas Convention Center. Compare pricing and styling of more than 600 new cars, trucks, and SUVs at the Dallas Auto Show. To purchase tickets or more information, go to dallasautoshow.com. Thank you, Dallas Auto Show.
Sturm
and thank
Center.
You, Bob and Corby, for playing Texas History Trivia.
Sturm Center next.